my favorite part of being a dairy farmer on this farm is everything you do, you get to see where it came from. I've been working on it since I was very young, and I can see all the changes that happen through my life. Whether they be fast or slow, it's always changing. We're currently milking around 250 cows. We crop around 750 acres. This farm was started by my grandpa, Vernon, in 1953. After he came home from service, him and my grandma purchased it, built a new milking facility, tie stall barn. My dad and my uncle kept the farm going, milked in a tie stall barn up until 2015. When we decided to put two robots in, still milked in the tie stall barn. And then in 2017, we went all robots and put two more in. On this dairy farm, it's my dad, Dave, my uncle, Randy, and my cousin, Kyler, all involved. So I'll be third generation dairy farmer here. My role on the farm is mostly feeding on a daily occurrence. Otherwise, the thing I like about dairy farming and having a small farm is I get to do so many different things in a day. Really breaks the day up, makes it go by fast. My daily routine on this farm is we usually start work around 6. I will be going to feed. My dad and my uncle will be out in the barn fetching cows. My uncle Randy takes care of all the calves and some of the young stock in the other barn and dry cows. And after that, just work in the shop or find things that need to be taken care of during the day. At night we have chores and we're usually done around 6:30 with fetching cows and cleaning everything up. I think our farm is unique because we do most of our work ourselves. It's mostly family, we don't really rely on too many outsources to get the job done. We have 4 Lely robots. They all have been working very well for us. Usually get 2.5 milkings per day. Our milk production has went up significantly, I would say, since moving from the tie stall barn. And cow comfort and cow ease has been huge. Absolutely has been, with us. We've been with them and they've been with us. It's a team, vice versa, for several years. And when we need them, they're here. Whether it's the middle of the night, a Sunday, a holiday, they always have a tech ready to go. We also have a Juno feed pusher, which runs every other hour. So basically 12 times a day, it is running, pushing up the feed, which saves on a skid steer, saves on somebody coming out here in the middle of the night to making sure that feed is tight to the bunk, which really is, it's priceless. Mm-hmm. Advice for a future farmer that I would have would be, if you're just getting into it, take advantage of the FSA programs that are out there. Not everything that you do on your farm is going to be one size fits all. There's always something that will work for one guy that won't work for the other, and vice versa. So every farm is unique. Every farm started from something. So, you'd have to keep your head up and keep striving. If it's what you want to do, you're going to do it. A future goal for this dairy farm of mine would be to leave it in as good of condition or better for the next generation.
And who's the next generation?
My kids, or Kyler's kids.